Medical to keep you.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
We might get better sound on my cell. I'm not getting any static now, but I was a little while ago, and it's up to you guys, though. Okay. This is John W. Spring, a co-host of this hour with Dr. Bill Deagle, and we have many issues and concerns that need to be brought up during this hour. Of course, at the top of our list would be the Turkish invasion of Syria. But this is a very complex situation which very few Americans have even a clue about. We forget, for example, the millions of Syrian refugees that have been sheltered in Turkey. We forget about the fact that Turkey is a member of the NATO military alliance. We also are somewhat unaware of the new alliance.
Okay,
that
we have John W. Spring. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here, Dr. Deagle.
Let's get started with the latest updates from your communications with President Trump. Anything further from the president?
None whatsoever. To be honest, I just haven't bothered to send anything else to him because in reality, it's not reaching him. Months ago, basically, we advised him about not betraying our Kurdish allies, who were our most loyal allies during the war against ISIS.
Let me insert an important comment. Yesterday, now, you know I don't have the shut-up gene. I'm not exactly dense, right? You're a brilliant guy, too. So yesterday in our segment number three, Josh Bernstein, who's a geopolitical expert, and most of the time he's right, but this issue he was wrong. He thought our only ally in the Middle East is Israel. That's not true. The fact is that we've allowed the Syrians to be captured by the Russians and Hezbollah. And, in fact, Syria now is allied with the Kurds, who, by the way, are Maoists. People don't realize the Kurds, there are two groups. There's terrorist Kurds and there's good Kurds. The good Kurds were our allies to get rid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the Kurds basically have been fighting since World War II to have their own country called Kurdistan.
They've been fighting since World War One, Dr. Deagle.
Right, World War One, where they actually, where the Turks killed a whole bunch of Kurds, or, you know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now let me. You're a historical expert, so you understand this. 2/3 of the entire territory of Turkey should be actually part of Kurdistan, where the majority of the population, over 90%, are Kurds. So if you go to eastern Turkey, it's not regular Turks; they're all Kurds. They also, if you go north of Syria, in the territory there that's, you know, parts of everything from Saudi Arabia all the way to western Iran, western Iran is all basically Kurdistan. In fact, the capital of ancient Kurdistan was Isfahan, which is near the Bashir reactor where the Russians built a reactor. Now, what I want people to understand, what if Trump was going to be a Trumpian, he should help to actually formulate a country called Kurdistan and carve it off away from Turkey. And what he should be doing with Turkey is disabling these nuclear weapons, because Turkey has now seized our nuclear weapons. They should be removed from NATO. They've been in NATO since, I think, 1951. They're completely threatening us now that they're going to dump millions of refugees into Europe because we even just, quote, criticize them. I have all of the experts I know in the Middle East that are bad, and there have been some bad guys. But the baddest of the bad is this freaking guy, Erdogan. We should send a Delta Force in and decapitate that government. He's dangerous. We did try to do it a few years ago. We did a very poor job of it, which is why they got advance notice. What I heard is through channels that the Russians trying to get their little paws in to sell weapons to Turkey actually notified through their back channels that they had a leak. And the Russians actually notified Erdogan that the regime change was coming, which is why it failed. So we have to understand, with Turkey sitting on insulet on our, I think, what, 65 nukes?
Yes.
Holy cripes, do you not understand? You got a Muslim country with a maniac who's built the largest palace in human history, who's an egomaniac narcissist, who now says, if you criticize me, I'm going to flood Europe with millions of refugees, who is now invading northern Syria and wants to set up a kind of like a sub-district of Syria that's going to be for, quote, Sunnis. The Sunni-Shiite war is coming. Now, I want to explain what will happen prophetically. I've had prophetic experts on the program. And I tried to say this yesterday, but, you know, Josh Bernstein, you know, he's of Jewish background, and I support Israel. We should have a joint treaty to protect Israel. Even if they're not perfect, they're our allies. But this idea of leaving the Kurds to die was freaking stupid. Now, I know we moved only 50 men they had out, but why would we move several thousand soldiers and armaments and so on and drone systems to protect the Saudi Arabian oil fields when we won't protect the Kurds? And now the Kurds are now in a direct alliance with Syria.
Yes.
Now, you got to understand who Syria is. Bashar al-Assad is a British eye doctor with an even temperament. He's got a British wife. His father's son, who was going to become the head of Syria, was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and he couldn't take over the country because he was a mess. So they recruited Bashar, and people don't understand that the Alawite forms of Islam is almost like a Catholic. They're the closest thing to being Catholic Muslims. They worship even Mary. Did you know that? Yeah.
Well,
and if you are sitting at the table with them in the government, and you're a Jew or you're a Christian, you have a perfect right to sit there. No Middle Eastern country protects Jews and Christians like Mr. Bashar al-Assad and the Syrians. So if we get rid of that regime and they get taken over by terrorists, you're going to see a lot of dead Jews and a lot of dead Christians. Now, already millions have probably died or been put into civil detention camps or can't compete with the other terrorists coming in from these countries, like into Germany and France and elsewhere from the Middle East. And they don't have any special care. Now, Trump has tried to do some things to help the Christians immigrate more easily and proportionally. But although they're only 3 to 5% of the population, by the way, the Christians are usually the good business people. For example, even Saddam Hussein, his finance minister was a Christian because he knew he couldn't trust Muslims. Did you know that? So we had a Christian doing his finances.
Yes.
So what I say when Josh dropped the call, I had to explain this. We're making a very grave error now. This grave error is going to result in several things. Firstly, if you've got Turkish nukes and you've got a war between Hezbollah, Iran, and Russia and Turkey, you're going to end up with the city of Damascus, like it says in the Bible, you know, a hoot owl place, and destroyed so no living thing will be there. It's in a bowl. So in other words, we're heading toward the end of the age. We're heading toward a thermonuclear war. And remember, I have some Syrian relatives. The Bashas, which are my family on my mother's side, part of my family, were the owners of the largest caravan that went from Damascus, Syria, to China for thousands of years. So I got Syrian blood. And the Syrian people are nice people if you know how to treat them. Judge Pirro on Fox News is a Syrian. People don't understand. These are tough people, honest people, and they're being persecuted now. And they're being persecuted because they wanted to build a pipeline across the Middle East through Aleppo to bring oil through to Turkey, because Turkey has no oil. They got no oil at all. None. So Turkey, being the buggers that they are, want to actually build a refinery plant in southern Turkey after they bring the oil across Syria and after they break the regime of Bashar al-Assad. So I'd like you to insert some of your knowledge on this. But what I'm seeing, when I heard this statement by Bernstein, he said, our only ally is Israel. No, Israel is in grave danger now, graver danger, because if you allow the Russians and the Kurds and the Iranians have to be forced into an alliance with Syria, you're going to have a thermonuclear war with Syria as they're on the back doorstep. People don't understand the border between northeast Israel and Damascus is only 10 miles to the downtown part of the city. Did you know that?
Yes.
10 miles, you can walk it. Now, if you want to preserve Israel, you got to preserve Syria, man. If you don't, you're going to have a thermonuclear war, and a lot of people in Israel think they're going to survive. Let me tell you, a lot of people in Israel are going to die if we don't rescue Syria and make Bashar al-Assad dissect away from Iran and Russia. Russia's crazy. Mr. Vladimir Putin has got nukes proliferated everywhere. All the nukes proliferated around the world are Russian. They're not even Chinese. China is supporting the North Korean economy. Those nukes in North Korea, those nukes in Iran, those nukes in Venezuela, those nukes in Punta Huerte are all freaking Russian. And the Russians are so crazy when they design these things, they make the mistake of misdesigning them. And if they blow up like they did about a month and a half ago in Semipalatinsk, it kills all the technicians inside us. Who cares? We got more technicians. It blew them all to pieces. The Russians, that's how they move forward in their technology. So, for example, when I took care of the people working on the RD-80 rocket, which was a rocket that we actually contracted back in 25 years ago to build in Littleton, Colorado. And they shipped them out in Pepsi trucks, so you couldn't tell it was a Russian rocket. These rockets were sent down to Houston to fire off to carry supplies to the International Space Station because our rockets were not as efficient as the Russian, because when they re-engineer, they don't do it just on a CAD-CAM table. They design it, they build it, and they blow it up, and they kill people. That's what the Russians do. Now, they've got all kinds of advanced weapons. They've got the hypersonic cruise missiles. The Chinese now have what's called a SWORD, which is a hypersonic cruise death weapon, cruise missile weapon as well. But, you know, the Chinese want more business. The Russians, though, they want domination. They're the Eastern red-haired Vikings, and they're nuts. And Putin, I consider like the descendant of Rasputin and probably the Tsarina of Russia, the Romanovs. He thinks he has the lineal right to rule over, which is why he's particularly ticked off that we've taken over Romania and putting in nuclear devices to protect against nuclear incursions. We put in tank-killing weapons we've been selling to the Ukrainians, which is all about this story about Ukraine. So I'd like you to insert some information here, because when I talk to people like Josh Bernstein, he thinks that Dr. Deagle's a novice on this. You know I'm not a novice. I got blood in the factory here. I understand what the hell's going on in the Middle East. And I can tell you, I study all the news, and I've got all these newsletters, and experts like yourself. If we don't dissect Syria away, Syria will die with a nuclear weapon in Damascus, and Israel will fry. It was only 10 miles from the northeastern border of Syria to Israel.
That's right.
They're brothers. Syria and Israel share space, just like Jordan. And Jordan, by the Waft, which controls the Temple Mount, is not controlled by Israel. It's controlled by the King of Jordan, who's a high-level Muslim and a high-level member of the secret orders in Britain. He was a tank commander in the British Army. Do you know that? The King of Jordan. You're aware of all this stuff, right?
Yes.
So I want you to add some more information here, because, you know, maybe Josh thinks he always knows everything. Sorry, guy. One of the things about Deagle is if I have to speak up, I don't have a shut-up gene. And I'm really terrified by this, because I don't think we're going to get a lot of advance warning before all hell breaks loose. Some idiot people think we're going to build a temple. We've had Pastor Carl couldn't come on last week because his mom died and he had a funeral, but he'll be on the end of the month or November. We've had Jerry Barrett, who will be on from Prophecy of the News, and we have other people. All the research I've done tells me we are moments and seconds to midnight. It's so freaky close to disaster, people have no idea. Economic disaster, geopolitical and thermonuclear, chemical and biological. And we haven't gotten through this moron Trump, but I have a contact now through his son. Maybe now with a contact through his son, I can get through to Trump. Because the phalanx around him are blocking every attempt we have to communicate with our POTUS, who's a narcissistic egomaniac.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. So that's quite a mouthful I gave. I want you to kind of put in your 2 cents. I think there was a very big mistake for Trump. He says, well, we only pulled 50 troops, so why didn't he put those thousands of troops and change the air flights and bomb the hell out of the Turks, crossing the border and bombing? What I've heard so far in the last few days is 150 Turks have died. What the hell?
Yes.
And the Turks have actually basically threatened they're going to release at least 10,000 ISIS fighters that we actually jailed up. And the freaking Europeans have said, we're not even going to take these guys that you have in jail that need to go back to permanent prisons in European countries where they originated from, Germany, France, etc. My personal feeling is, execute the buggers. Act of war. My feeling is, start doing serious sanctions against Europe, because Europe is not being our ally here. Decapitate the Turkish regime and control those nuclear weapons in the hands of Turkey, because you know what the next statement is? Turkey wants nukes. They don't just want to hold our weapons. They want to have freaking weapons. This guy, Erdogan, is freaking nuts. And do you want to hand over weapons to a guy who's, again, another Sunni maniac, and he's going to respond to the maniacs in Iran, both these people at each other's throats? And in the middle is Israel. And if Israel starts getting attacked by either Sunni or Shiite Islam, they're going to blast them into the kingdom come. The Samson options are going to happen. And if you think it's going to be just local in Israel and you don't think those nukes are going to come over U.S. cities, towns, and our naval base in Norfolk, Virginia, you're an idiot. See, I work with these guys inside the NSA and the Navy and so on and these other things almost for 40 years. I have a military mind. And my strategy tells me, holy cripes, all hell's going to break loose real soon. And this move by Trump, by the way, was almost like a green light to say, Turkey, go do something stupid. Why? Did you want a conflict between Iran, Russia, and Turkey? Because it's going to happen. And the back doorstep is Syria, where a nuke could literally cross the border there. And Israel, of course, is going to caught in a crossfire because ultimately the Russians want control back of the Middle East. And if they don't control Israel, they don't control the Middle East. What I see happening is very scary. Saudi Arabia has had their oil fields attacked when they didn't have any real defense. I mean, their military is ridiculous. So without us sending in thousands of troops, the Saudi Arabian oil fields are dead-o. And do you think the world economy is not going to crash if their oil fields get dead-o? Yeah, we're okay, but not everybody else. China gets most of their oil from Iran. Europe gets most of their oil from Iran and from Russia.
And Saudi Arabia.
And gas, and Saudi Arabia. And if you think this is going to... And again, I saw this vision years ago when I was writing the book Clay and Iron and Abortion Armageddon. And what the Lord showed me was the great pinch point to watch is the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz. This is going to happen. We should be chaperoning every ship going through the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz. We should tell the Iranians we're going to not just do sanctions, we're going to cut them off financially and let their economy crash, let the people inside the country, 8 million people with pensions, go languish. We should decapitate the Turkish regime. And we should also remember that if you're going to protect Israel, you have to protect Syria. Syria is part of the game here. The fact that we let them migrate into the arms of Iran and Russia is incredibly stupid. People look at a strategy. Why are we fighting this war? It's not a war. It's a multi-level stress game. That's led from 5 different vectors of force. And the main vector of force here is if Russia and Iran get control of Syria through Bashar al-Assad is struggling to stay in power, and the Russians are able to still use their air force and their nuclear weapons and their other abilities through Hezbollah, Israel's in grave danger. And now that we've actually, in a sense, abandoned the Kurds, and the Kurds are now the allies of Syria, all hell is going to break loose right away. This is not going to be delayed either, is it?
No.
No. This is going to be the Christmas out of hell. And next year, 2020, when they're talking about the election, and these damn Democrats, I call them demon rats, They won't let Trump do anything right. Now, Trump is not doing everything wrong, but he's doing some things right. At least some of his advisors say, you know, you got to do da-da-da, you got to do something to Turkey. I'm certain over the next few weeks, Trump will re-pivot, because he pivots on everything. And he'll realize whoever advised him to just kind of back off and let the give a green light to the Turks was freaking stupid. Yeah, you moved 50 troops, and that wasn't a big deal. Why don't you go and start bombing the crap of the Turks that are actually setting up bases inside northern Syria and trying to take over territory that puts Israel in grave danger?
Yeah.
Do you think Turkey's Israel's best friend? Are you kidding me?
Well, if I may give you a slightly different comment and perspective on this whole measure.
Right.
I look basically at who are the people that have been advising Trump. They are essentially pro-Russian, very much like the Lenin LaRouche people, somewhat like the Alex Jones mentality.
Right.
And they were also the ones that advised him to pull out of Syria and leave the
Kurds. First off, just taking our troops out is not a solution. We are the policemen of the world. I'm going to read a couple of article titles here over in Drudge. Syria unravels. It shows a guy with a big tank, with a big gun on the back of a truck. Pence to Turkey for ceasefire talks, but unclear who he'll meet. And then it's got in red, Russian forces sweep into U.S. base abandoned in Syria. What the hell? So the Russians have decided, hey, you're leaving America? We're not leaving. They move and actually take a U.S. base abandoned in Syria. How stupid is that?
Well, it's at a very low mentality level. That's for sure.
Well, I think that that Donald Trump is drinking too many aspartame-laced Diet Cokes, and he's listening to bad advisors, whether it's Jim, Mr. Pence, or some other moron. Because if I actually asked him, and I have Syrian relatives and friends, and I know what's going on in the Middle East. This is just asking for a conflict to get really going, and Turkey is itching to start something. And so is Russia and Hezbollah.
Yeah. I also see something else further back.
Right.
And it all seems to stem back to Moscow.
Right.
I know how my counterparts were trained. I know how they developed their plans and strategies.
Right.
And fortunately, I've been able to... more or less anticipate in advance what they will be. The only problem is finding some people here in Washington who will listen to me is a very difficult situation because very few
maybe some of them are going to listen to alternative radio because maybe they'll get a clue when they actually understand that we brought up questions and issues that people aren't bringing up. For example, I'm reading here on Drudge. I didn't even know this before I looked at it a minute ago. Questions swirl about ABC of airs video from Kentucky out of gun range. Okay, well, what we have right now is Syria's unraveling. Russia's moving in. Turkey's coming into northern Syria. And if you think the Russians are going to tolerate that without a response, and do you think Israel's going to be free on fire if there's a big conflict going down there? And now the Kurds are actually allied with Bashar al-Assad, let me tell you, all the weapons that Russia supplied to Kurds and to Russia. We gave actually lots of weapons to the Kurds to try to fight Hezbollah and ISIS. And by the way, these were created by us. That's why when they were dying, these leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, we actually flew with their leaders before we killed them all when we swept into a town or village. And our troops were like, what? You're flying them out? We flew them out because we created them. That's why you see John Mick and Sane taking selfies in near a town near Amman 2009, smiling his big, ugly, demonic face off while we're actually created these terrorists to actually do our bidding, getting them sat phones and weapons. Disgusting, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, people don't understand that America does some good in the world, a lot of good, but does a lot of evil.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the maniac squad, these Muslims, are some of the few that actually will actually stay this, just like 9/11. 9/11 was not done by Muslims, people. It was a demolition done by Israeli Mossad under Marvin Bush, by the Special Activity Division of the CIA, of sick buildings that would cost $2 billion to remediate, and they decided to put gold and other things in it, and they killed 3,000 Americans. 75,000 have died from the debris since then, and 250,000 to 250,000 are dying prematurely from heavy metal and other toxicity. I'm their doctor. This isn't open to anybody's damned opinion. And I've looked at other videos. There's a bunch up on the internet from 2012 and beyond. But I did a lot of the original studies, and architects and engineers never referenced Dr. Deagle. No, don't want to give Dr. Deagle the credit from 2007 in my presentation. I've been trying to do radiation toxicology with neutron spectroscopy at labs, Geordi labs here in America, and labs all the way. The last one was Tokyo about 3.5 years ago, and they told me that the State Department said to them, you aren't even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. Okay? So I'm sick of it. And everybody since they have an alternate opinion, take your opinion and stuff it. What we have right now is a disaster in the brew, and what Trump has done actually is actually inflame it more. I mean, the left and the right are already wired up. They understand how dangerous this is. We're not even talking about Democrats or Republicans. Anybody with two clues realizes you can't just abandon the Kurds and figure and abandon Syria and think things are going to be A-okay. And now the Russians say they've moved in and swept into the U.S. base. It's in red on Drudge. That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yes, it is. By the way...
The Russians got to figure that in about 4 milliseconds. Well, I think the Americans left, so we're moving in. What an opportunity. And probably they even have changed the airspace over the area. And if you think the Turks, these morons, to Turkey and Mr. Erdogan, he's a jackass. He thinks he's going to survive with the Russians, sort of ticking off the Russians. Not likely. If he comes in direct contact with Hezbollah and Mr. Bashar al-Assad, he's going to get nuked. So people need to understand that, he's threatening he's going to dump in millions of refugees if we even criticize him. Where is all this going? I think before Christmas, all hell is going to break loose. Now, I can't tell you what level of hell, but it's going to be hellish. It could even be before Halloween the next few weeks. With the Russians taking over the space, I'll bet Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and so on are not going to breach across the proper questions. They're not going to breach the issues that you and I talk about every hour, are they?
No.
What would you ask if you had Tucker Carlson here right in front of you? What would you ask Tucker or Hannity or Laura Ingraham? Because there's a lot of idiots on Fox, by the way, pretty leftist. They're pro-Democrat. They want to get some demon rat in there to give us social communism.
Right.
They're not a good network anymore. They're full of it. The Fox News Network is foxy. They're faux. You should call them the faux news network. They're phony.
No. Basically, I would say, why don't you start probing beyond politics into these geopolitical situations?
Right.
And they just want to entertain their followers who are basically... already programmed to think either Democratic or Republican, conservative or liberal, and
right.
To basically show a little bit of entertainment, and that's about the level that they're reaching. But they're not probing into what is basically behind these very serious situations that you and I are always discussing.
Yeah, but I like to deal with reality. When I'm a trauma doctor and somebody's got a piece of plate glass from their windshield and they're stuck in their chest and they're bleeding out, I could stay calm and clank off their blood vessels so I can get them to the operating room and the vascular surgeon can save their life. What I see right now is on the same level, only this is going to be galactic and national. I don't see, and this is very frustrating, when the letters from back on September 12th look so much like the one a year and a half ago, it means that the functionaries around Trump are just trying to salve your ego and say, yeah, Trump's listening.
Right,
they want his vote.
They
want to placate us. Holy cripes, stop trying to placate. How about listen? And he wonders why he's worried about his base. Guess what? The economy basically is for the upper middle class and the big banks. He would have done more benefits for the middle class and so on if he got reelected and didn't continue to mitigate. But if Trump doesn't start addressing Israel properly and Syria, If Trump doesn't address Russian nukes and missile defense, if Trump doesn't address the real issues with China, with carfentanil, and as part of their trade deal, God help us all. God help us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that.
And welcome back. So we talked about what the primary strategy is here. To me, it's like we created a vacuum, so Russia's moving in. I would say the primary target is the petrodollar. The deal made back in the 60s and 70s to support the U.S. dollar with money going through to purchase oil through the U.S. dollar is the primary reason why the dollar is strong. It's an oil-backed dollar. Now, the Chinese moved toward a gold-backed dollar called the yuan. They don't have oil. There's no oil in China. In fact, if the oil was cut off in Iran, And they basically, their economy would starve. They would do not have enough oil. And they don't have enough oil access through the South China Sea either. So most of the oil in Iran goes directly through to China. Now, Russia would actually has gotten joint deals with China to supply oil for their industry. So Russia would benefit tremendously if they could destroy the oil fields of Saudi Arabia. And to be honest with you, Israel is just a distraction. They're not really the central part of this. It's the petrodollar and the financial control America has in the world because the dollar is backed by oil. That's really what's going on here, isn't it?
Yes. That's basically what's going on right now in the Middle East.
Because the real issue is there's an economic war. There's military operations and there's, you know, bioweapons and nukes and everything else. But they're a distraction. The real issue here is economic. I mean, if Trump decided without even Congress, he can make a few phone calls and shut down the bank accounts of the PLA in China, shut down the transfer of funds that allows them to even make carfentanil, shut down the oligarchs in Russia. So when Mr. Putin goes to his dacha in the Black Sea, he's got no money anymore. He gets a percentage of every transaction in Russia. People don't know that Trump has actually the power of a few phone calls. Remember the statement by Barack Obama, I have a phone and I have a pen? Well, guess what? So does Trump. Only Trump is actually more adept at using because he's a businessman. Barack Obama was an idiot. Trump isn't. And if Trump becomes more Trumpian, he will actually shut down the economy of Turkey, Russia, and China. And that's the best way to get rid of them, not military war.
Yes.
And in fact, if he just puts military defense in against nukes, you don't need to build more nukes. You got plenty of them. Build missile defense, like my laser interferometry system. Once you prove to the other side that they can't hit you, game's over. It's almost like going in with a martial artist, and the guy has a 10th level black belt, and you try to strike him, and you can't touch the martial artist. That's what a really good martial artist is. They're so good, you can't even make a contact with them. That's what Trump needs to do.
Yes.
He needs to also realize we need scalar weapons to identify bioweapons coming into the country because we have 10,000 Muslim terrorist camps in America, and many of them have things like lyophilized super weapons from Syria and Iran that came from the BioPrep program. They're in a lyophilized vial in the back of a refrigerator in Chicago. Now, Dr. Deagle has all kinds of skill sets. One of them is I was trained under bioweaponeer Dr. Robert Brown in 1972. And I can make a most deadly bioweapon in human history for $1,000. I'm not going to, but these morons are not stupid either. They can take something you can actually buy in a grocery store and take anthrax and make it super weaponized. You know that? You can go to the grocery store and find something you can mix anthrax and weaponize it. Did you know that?
Yes. And you can go to a hardware store and make any chemical weapon imaginable.
Well, the biological ones are particularly bad. And if you want to actually make a super weapon, you even just pass it through 12, say, ferrets or gerbils. And by the time it goes through the last one, especially if you expose the animal to toxic radiation, like radioisotopes, like after, you know, the kind of chemicals, the radioisotopes we use for radiotherapy,
yes.
That weapon has been weaponized. The virus is now mutated to the point where it's going to kill a lot of people. What people should start understanding is the real war is economic because the eventual outcome of this is the mark of the beast. And one of the things that Donald Trump's doing that I find particularly aggravating, he's pushing 5G network along with Huawei. And China, when they wrote their documents in the 2000, Mr. Xi, and for 2025, he wants to not only control commercial production of all the consumable goods, he wants to control AI. He wants to control the cyber god that they talk about in Silicon Valley, that's the mini-series that's coming back at the end of the month. So he wants to control the beast. The beast is a cybernetic system that AI, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, has total knowledge of everything you do and can even eventually hack into your consciousness and even your biology and knows where you are to a cubic meter. Duh. People say, no, yep. They can't do that. I said, you're an idiot and I'm not, okay? Of course they are trying to do it. That's why they tried to recruit me to work on it 42 years ago. You take somebody like me, a super genius, and you want to say, hey, if you do this stuff for DARPA, well, you'll be in good. And I say, you can go to hell. I'm not going to work on super soldiers. I want to work on MS Tissue Brain Repository Brain Bank for the whole world an electron microscopy lab because my first wife was dying of MS. What I see happening is there are enough evil people and enough perverted people that these things are gradually coming out step by step by step. Now, I know I hear people talking about AI. They think it's just algorithms. I know how to make an AI system that is algorithm-free. And I'm not going to do it because I'm not evil. But I want people to understand this, that their system is called the Virtual World Project. It's Reserve Air Force Base, the primary node in Colorado, on the end of Garbage Dump Road. And they've got nodes in Jakarta, Indonesia, Beijing, Moscow, etc. And these nodes mean everybody in every intel agency on the planet through Project Omega is tied to the secret order and the Council of the Druidic Council of 13. Under Lucifer, the New World Order already exists. The Shadow World Government already exists. The plan, even if they're going to do some form of ceremony of death, a dance with death, whether it's chemical, biological, nuclear weapons, or just economic collapse, is all by design. It's not by chance. This is not, oh, how could this happen? I get a kick out of people thinking, how did this happen? It didn't just happen. The devil's behind it all, isn't he?
Yes.
And they underestimate the devil. I give the devil his due. Other than God, who's infinite intelligence, the most intelligent created being in the universe is Satan. If you don't understand and respect Satan, man, you're going to get your butt kicked, right?
Yes.
And his minions here, usually really intelligent people, IQs 140, 160, went to 10 schools, have got a Harvard PhD, law degree, you know, whatever. They're smart, but they're also evil as hell. Look at Bill Clinton. When they had the Rhodes Scholarship, Cecil Rhodes, he set it up so that 10% of the class were actually given psychological testing to see if they're psychopaths. So they all had to have an IQ over 160, but the 10% were psychopaths were given what's called a carte blanche, which means a white card, anything they wanted they could get, including weird sex, drugs, whatever. Bill Clinton qualified. That's why he became our president. Did you know that? That's why Barack Obama qualified. These people qualified because they're evil, and they're indwelt by transdimensional entities. People, no, they're not possessed. I say, you're an idiot. Do you believe the Bible? Yeah, I do. I believe the Bible. You don't believe in possession and the Bible? Yeah, there's possession in the Bible. I said, do you not understand that our modern world is run by leaders that are actually possessed? They don't believe that, do they? Isn't that funny? It's right all through the Bible. Even Jesus crossed the Sea of Gennesaret to cast out the devil. And they think, oh, no, you're making it up, Deagle. I'm thinking, really? I'm making it up. You see, evil created by some people is so gross. Even a mentally disturbed, really weird person wouldn't do it. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want people to understand here what we're standing on, and I want people to write to the president and say, you need to talk to John W. Spring, a secret airline. You need to talk to Deagle. You need to talk to his cohorts. And you don't have to believe anything. In fact, I tell people, please do not believe anything I say. Because remember, it's gone through the filter of God's put me through living hell. But you need to pray and have the Urim and Thummim stones in your spirit tell you, what he said, is he nuts or is he telling the truth? You can go read these articles today. You could have predicted last week the Russians would move into that airbase. Duh. You could have predicted 150 Kurds would have died. You could have predicted that Russia will send up more missiles down to Hezbollah through Iran to be aimed right at the heart of Israel, and Israel's going to get the Samson option ready to nuke the crap out of anybody that attacks them. That's why they took over the Golan Heights. Do people think that this is not going to turn into a big mess? What Trump has done is actually like loaded the cock and taken the safety off now of the bomb. He has, hasn't he?
Yes.
Even people with two clues and heard, well, maybe one and a half clues, look at Trump and say, why'd you do that? And they come up with stupid excuses. I heard one guy, a military expert, doing a convoluted excuse of why just pull out of there. What a moron. You're going to pull out of there and leave Israel to defend for itself and it's got nukes. And if Israel nukes Russia and China, do you not think the Russia and China are going to nuke us? You've got to be kidding. You think they're going to permit themselves to be taken over by Muslim terrorists or by Russia and China? You're a moron. Israel's got the Samson option. They're not messing around. They have their own thing called ImageSat, their own satellite-based imaging system and satellite-based weapon system in space. Did you know that?
Yes.
They do more research in terms of missile defense than any other country on Earth. For us, on contract. So what do you think is going to happen, John? What would your analysis of this be? I think, and I'm not going to put a timeline on it, I think over the next number of months, this is going to devolve to a really big Middle Eastern conflict.
Well,
and a lot of people are going to die.
Yes, and we've tried to prevent that happening. I've tried to prevent thermonuclear wars in the past, and I've...
Yeah, but if it starts there, it's going to end here. See, you might be looking up, and you might be in Minneapolis or San Diego or L.A., and you're going to look up and see a big flash, and all of a sudden you're going to see all the bones in your hand because the x-rays hit you, and you're going to see a thermal flash that'll hit about 20 seconds later. All of a sudden, you're going to be hit with 10,000 degrees, and all your cells are going to explode, and thermonuclear flash and explode. And you're going to be dust instantly.
Yes.
And if you're near a building, your shadow will be actually burned onto the building.
Yes.
That's what happened in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Oh, yep. No, that won't happen. I said, do you realize that if we do this, as little as 150 megatons of already done analysis that could actually reflect enough sunlight to change the albedo of the Earth, it will actually go into a nuclear-induced ice age?
Yeah. But Dr. Deagle, there's still a slight bit of hope that if someone listening who has contact with the president will enable us to meet with him very soon, it is still possible that we may be able to rectify it.
Let's say a prayer together. May the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he may open up a pathway of truth and questions. Don't believe anything we say or anything we give to the president, but let him analyze with his own intel agencies. May the Lord God give wisdom to our president and his staff and the military. May they realize the stupidity of their pathways of destruction. May they understand that they're actually walking a pathway toward economic chaos, military war, and death. May they understand that ignoring us, thinking that we'll just kind of want to, we just want their votes anyway. They have a radio show. We want them to support Donald J. Trump. We don't have a lot of alternatives. The demon rats are so nuts. It's like, it's like going into a surgeon and say, well, I have two surgeries possible for you today, and you're perfectly healthy, but I can either saw off your legs or your arms. What would you like? That's what we have when we're dealing with Trump and the damned Democrats. We're given two evil and nasty alternatives. Because Trump, he's doing a great job. Not really. He's done some good things for the economy. He's doing good things with the first phase of the so-called agreement with China. China doesn't want an agreement. They want to steal our technology. They want to have control of artificial intelligence. They want to control the beast. That's why they want to put Huawei and their little technology in all of our cell phones and so on, so they can hack into everybody's cell phone and internet and computer and actually hack into your biology and even your consciousness. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, you know what? You're an idiot. There's no cure. Called the Darwin effect, called death. So I want people to understand, pray to God. May the Lord God open your heart that you can call and email President Trump. May you have a will to decide that if we do not ask tough questions that are the truth, like the ancient prophets, we will see the people, the hoot owls and the wild animals around Damascus, because the city will be destroyed, because I see this event of abandoning Syria and the Kurds as guaranteeing that prophecy will come true someday. We've had prophetic experts on. I see that we think Israel's going to survive all this and going to be untouched. I see many people in Israel dying if we do not do what we have to do to protect our allies. Thank you, John W. Spring. Your comments, go ahead.
Well, I concur with everything you've just said, Dr. Deagle. But I hope and pray that we are able very soon, possibly this coming